News. I'm Laura Winters. The very latest this hour from the Middle East. It is day two of the four-day truce between Hamas and Gaza. This is the families of the 13 former Israeli hostages release photos and videos of their emotional reunions with loved ones at various Israeli hospitals. Their medical status listed as stable. Psychologically, how they are doing is not yet fully known. Hamas set to release more hostages this hour, and in exchange, Israel will be setting free more Palestinian prisoners. Israel estimates Hamas is still holding approximately 215 people, 10 believed to be American citizens, including a 4-year-old girl whose parents were slaughtered by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. Posters of those still being held put up on lampposts and public spaces all across Israel so they are not forgotten. Meanwhile, in Nantucket, President Biden asked about why no Americans released yet.
I don't trust Hamas to do anything right. I only trust Hamas to respond to pressure.
Elon Musk is planning a trip to Israel next week to counter all the misinformation being spread about him on social media, some claiming he's an anti-Semite. Now, Musk is scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli President Isaac Herzog, and he's expected to tour areas, kibbutzes, destroyed and burned to the ground near the Gaza border, where Hamas terrorists slaughtered 1,200 Jewish people back on October 7th. More now on the story from USA's John Schaefer.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News for your health now. There's been a spike in respiratory illnesses in China, which has caught the attention of the WHO, the World Health Organization, the situation being investigated. In other news, it turns out law enforcement in New York State believes a married couple was in that car that crashed and burst into flames at the U.S.-Canada border, which triggered a terrorism alert the day before Thanksgiving this week. USA's Dave Collins on the story.
The crash happened Wednesday morning at Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. Law enforcement sources say the married couple was in a Bentley that was driving at a high rate of speed when it hit a curb and a guardrail, which sent it flying through the air and exploding upon impact, killing both of them.
And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg writing on X that he has been briefed by Department of Transportation staff in New York and Washington, D.C. on that explosion and that he's in contact with his Canadian counterpart. To politics now, here in the United States, there is a push online for a third-party ticket, USA's John Schaefer reports.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.